Teaching 17. Purifying Our Bad Actions. The root of all trouble is ignorance. It is the source of egoism, and due to it, desire, anger, and so on arise. It is the sole root, and it is the opposite of awareness, intrinsic knowing, and wise discernment. Whether I become a Buddha, or whether I go to hell, awareness never changes. It is always clear, always good, never mixed. Stupid ignorance covers that wisdom for us, like a pot placed over a lamp. It is necessary to break the pot so that the permanent light shines forth. At the early stages of practice, we need to say, "Forgive me." We need someone to clean us. This is the first factor of purification. We need to say, "Excuse me," to the man who has the power to purify our sins. This is Vajrasattva. All the Buddhas have power to help. So why is Vajrasattva employed especially for purifying our sins? All students while training have some main idea, like medicine or engineering. Similarly, when the great Bodhisattvas were training, they thought of different ways to help beings. At that time, Vajrasattva made a firm intention to free all beings from their sins. Why do we say, "Excuse me"? This is how we acknowledge that we have done bad things. This is the second factor of purification. We know that these actions were sins, for example, stealing. This causes trouble to others, and it means that I also will get trouble. You must think that you are dying from sin as if you had taken poison. With this understanding, you develop great fear. This is the third factor of purification. Then you must promise and firmly decide that in future, you will never do it again. This vow or promise is the fourth factor of purification. With these four factors, we separate our mind from our habit of selfish egoism. Now we can appreciate how these habits appear to be me, and we also see that they're not actually me. When we identify with our assumptions and habits, they seem to be us. Yet, when we stand apart from them, we see that they are not us. This mixing or confusion is what we ask Vajrasattva to wash out of us. A student of Dzogchen Rinpoche's first incarnation was a butcher, and while he was washing the stomach of dead animals, he believed that all sins were being washed out. After practicing this, he stayed in a cave in retreat and then flew in the sky. It is also said that when he went for teaching, he was taught that everything was illusion, guma, spelt SGU-MA. But he heard it as everything was sausages, made with intestines, guma, spelt RGU-MA. So, by one pointed attention to his daily practice of making sausages, he became enlightened.